朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Let's open up the Word of God, the book of Galatians, chapter 2.
我们打开神的话，我们翻到加拉太书第二章。
We shall read from verse 11 to 16.
我们要从第十一节读到第十六节。
Father, we really want to thank you and praise you.
天父，我们实在要感谢和赞美你。
For you have given us this holy scripture.
你已经赐给我们这属天的话语。
And we know that your scripture is the only truth.
我们实在是明白你的话是那唯一的真理。
We also thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit.
我们更感谢你赐给我们圣灵。
Because Holy Spirit is the only interpreter.
因为圣灵是唯一圣经的阐释者。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit will help us.
我们祷告愿圣灵来帮助我们。
Such that we can hear to hear.
以使我们的耳可以听到。
We pray that our heart will be open.
我们也祷告我们有一颗敞开的心。
And our eyes will be enlightened.
我们的眼睛得着亮光。
Such that your light can change our life.
以致你的光能光照我们，改变我们的生命。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉着主耶稣基督宝贝名祷告。
Amen. I'm pretty sure you all remember.
我很确定你大概记得。
That from verse 1 to verse 10.
从第一节到第十节。
That Paul actually had a very successful conference.At Jerusalem.
保罗在耶路撒冷有了一次非常成功的会议。
He's so happy.
他很高兴。
That everything goes smoothly.
每一件事情都基本上顺利的完成。
At the end of the conference.
在这个会议的最后呢。
Peter even have the right hand fellowship with him.
基法与保罗有那用右手行相交之礼。
Some Bible scholar believe,
有的圣经学者相信
before Paul say goodbye to those apostles,
在保罗向跟着那些使徒们告别之前
he must invite some of them,
他一定邀请了其中的一些
when you guys have time, please come to visit us.
他跟他们说如果你们有时间的话就来来看看我们。
And Peter took up that invitation.
然后彼得就接受了这个邀请。
And he did went to Antioch.
所以彼得就去了安提亚。
And you can imagine.
你也可以想象。
At Antioch Church.
在安提亚的教会里。
How excited they will be.
他们将会多么的兴奋。
The chief apostle.
那一个使徒里面最主要的那一位。
Peter,
彼得
who had eyewitness with our Lord Jesus Christ,
是那一位亲眼见过主的那一位使徒。
Peter,
彼得
the one who had walked on the water,
那一位从水上走过的那位使徒。
The one who had involved with those, you know, feeding 5,000 people, 3,000 people,
是那一个经历了五饼二鱼的神迹的那个使徒。
Even the one.Who had went up to the mountain had eyewitness of the glory of God.
那一位使徒到了变相山上，他亲自看见了主耶稣的荣耀。
But now he is with us.
现在这位使徒来到了安提亚，和我们在一起。
Man, everybody want to took Peter to their home for dinner.
那肯定是每一个人都很希望邀请彼得到他们家来吃晚饭。
Not only those Jewish Christian.
不只是那些犹太人的基督徒。
Those Gentile Christian will take up this opportunity.
那些原来是外邦人的基督徒也非常珍惜这个机会。
Everybody wants to spend time with Peter.
每一个人都一定非常希望和彼得在一起有一段时光。
And you should know,
你们应该知道,
at that time in Middle East,
在那个时候的中东的那个地带,
even in Antioch,
甚至在安提亚,
hospitality is very common.
热情接待人是一件非常正常的事情。
If in my house,
如果在我的家里
there's a party,
如果我们有一个派对
and I invite Peter come,
我邀请了那个使徒彼得来。
You heard of it.
你听说了。
And you heard it.
你也听说了。
Will you come?
你也会来吗？
Of course.
当然了。
So people come.
所以很多人都来了。
And I cannot say no. You guys are not allowed.
那我当然不可能说，你不行，你们这些人不能来。
So almost you can imagine every day is a big party.
所以你可以相信，在那个时候，每天在某个人的家里面都会有一个盛大的宴会。
People will ask Peter questions.
很多人都会问彼得问题。
What do you think?
你觉得
？What do you think?
你觉得这怎么样
？What do you think about that?
你觉得那个怎么样？
Hey, tell us more about what you know about Jesus.
那告诉我们更多的一点关于主耶稣的事吧。
All those things didn't recorded in the gospel.
特别是那个还没有那些没有被写下来的，有没有什么我们还不知道的
？So Peter will be very happy.
所以彼得非常的高兴。
And he is the focus.
他一定是成为这一个聚会的中心焦点。
He and Paul,
他和保罗
never dream,
从来没有想象过
such a wonderful time,
这么美好的时光
will get totally spoiled.
那个时光后来变成一件很糟糕的事情
by a group of people coming from Jerusalem,
就是因为有一群人从耶路撒冷过来
and the party is over.
这一个本来很美好的宴会。就结束了。
A joyful time,
本来一个非常令人喜乐的一个时间
become a terrible confrontation,
变成了一个非常可怕的冲突。
A confrontation between two big figures in God's household.
而这个冲突恰恰是在两个非常重要的主的仆人之间。
You know that in Jerusalem,
你知道在当时的耶路撒冷
That's the capital of the Jewish Christian.
耶路撒冷是犹太基督徒的中心首都
Antioch
安提亚
is the capital of Gentile Christian.
是外邦人后来变成基督徒的 那个中心和首都
Both apostles
这两位使徒
They all saved
他们都拯救他们都得救了
called
他们都被呼召了
commissioned
他们都被赐下了使命
become the apostles
他们都成为了使徒
and both of them
他们两位
were mightily used by God
都是神大大使用的使徒
if you notice In the book of Acts,
如果你注意《使徒行传》里面所记载的
，the first half of the book of Acts,
使徒行传的前一半
，basically Peter is the central figure.
基本上彼得是《使徒行传》前一半的主角
，and Paul,
保罗
is the central figure for the second half.
是《使徒行传》后一半的主角
，and yet,
然而呢？
Now there's a big confrontation.
现在他们俩之间产生了一个冲突。
Not in private.
不是在私底下的。
But publicly.
是在公众面前的。
In front of everybody.
在所有人的面前。
That's a big problem.
这是一个极大的问题。
Because nobody.
因为没有人。
Nobody.
没有人。
Including you.
包括你。
Maybe I should say there's one exception I know.
或者说我们中间有这个有一个特例，不是这样。
Donald Trump.
我们的总统川普。
He probably is the only exception who loves confrontation.
大概是这个人大概是唯一一个我们所知道的最喜欢冲突的一个人。
Everybody else.
所有我们其他人。
We will do anything to avoid confrontation.
我们基本上每个人都是尽我们所能的来避免冲突。
But here.
但是在这里所记载的。
There's a big problem.
这里有一个很大的问题。
Big confrontation.
一个很大的冲突。
So we need to pay attention to the details about this particular confrontation.
所以我们需要对于这一个冲突里面很多的细节多加注意。
You know one of the interesting things about the Bible.
你知道在圣经里面有很多有意思的事。
Is the Bible never hide problems?
圣经从来不隐藏问题。
You know if you read any other history book.
如果你去读别的任何的历史书。
All the bad things were not recorded.
很多的坏事都会被故意的不记载在里面。
The great leaders is always 100% wonderful.
所有那些有名的领袖人物都一定是很完美的。
But not the Bible.
但圣经并不如此记载。
The Bible is very honest.
圣经非常的诚实。
And we need to pay attention to this paragraph.
我们需要很注意这一段话里面所记载的。
Not only to find out what actually happened.
不只是我们要搞清楚到底发生了什么。
We also need to figure out.
我们还需要知道。
What does that have to do with us?
那些发生的事情和我们有什么关系?
Well, let's look at Peter first.
我们先来看一看彼得。
From verse 11 to 13.
我们从第十一节到第十三节。
We divide it into three subsections.
我们把这一段分成三个小部分。
First,
第一
let's figure out.
我们来看一看。
What he did.
我们来找到彼得到底做了什么。
Second section.
第二个部分。
Why he did it.
他为什么要这样做。
And the third section.
第三个部分。
What's the result or the consequence of what he did?
他这样做的后果是什么?
And later on,
然后,
from verse 14 to 16,
从第十四节到第十六节,
we'll focus on Paul.
我们要看保罗。
Exactly the three points.
我们要看保罗和前面一样三个角度来看他。
What he did?
他做了什么?
Why he did it?
他为什么要这样做?
And what's the result?
这样做的结果是什么?
After we figure this out,
当我们搞清楚了这些事实,
then we need to meditate.
然后我们就来思考。
What does this have anything to do with us?
这些事情跟我们有什么关系?
What do we learn from it?
我们从中学到了什么?
And how that can apply to our daily life?
我们怎样来应用这些教训在我们的日常生活中?
What Peter did?
彼得到底做了什么呢?
He eat with Gentiles for a long period of time.
他和外邦人一起吃饭已经很久了。
Because the tense, the imperfect tense of the verb shows that that's his regular practice.
这里的一个这个动词的时态说明他和外邦人一起吃饭是一件他日常很正常的事情。
Peter is not like those old-fashioned Jew.
他不跟那些传统的犹太人不太一样。
He have no problem to eat with Gentile Christians.
他跟外邦人一起吃饭，跟外邦的基督徒一起吃饭，一点问题都没有。
He enjoyed the table fellowship.
他非常享受在饭桌上面与大家一起交通。
Just like we Chinese.
那就跟中国人一样。
Not only regular table fellowship.
不但不仅仅是平常的在桌上一起吃饭的交通。
You know, in those days,
你知道在那个时候
almost every dinner,
你知道每一顿的晚餐
Christian dinners,
每一顿基督徒的晚餐
will end up with the Lord's table.
每一顿基督徒的晚餐的结束都是主的桌子。
So, Peter have absolutely problem to mingle with all the Gentile Christians.
他跟外邦的基督徒一起生活一起吃饭一点问题都没有。
Until that day,
直到那一天
someone from James.
有从雅各那里来的人。
You know, those guys from Jerusalem, they say they came from James.
那些当时那些从耶路撒冷来看彼得的人说自己是从雅各那里来的。
That doesn't mean they're sent by James.
那意思并不是说他们实际上他一定是从一定是雅各派他们来的。
Because later on,
因为到了后面
in the book of Acts chapter 15,
在这个使徒行传第十五章里面
verse 24,
第二十四节
James,
雅各
he denied,
他否定了这个事情
that those people are sent out under his command.
那些人是他否定了那些人是他所派去的。
He actually disagreed with those people's preaching.
他基本上是不同意那一些人的教导和做法。
However,
然而呢
when those people came,
当那些人来到安提亚的时候
because they preach,
因为他们要讲道
they share,
他们分享
and they basically insist,
然后他们就坚持
if anybody want to be saved,
如果任何一个人他想得救的话
yes, you need to believe in Jesus,
当然你一定要相信耶稣。
But that's not enough.
但那是不够的。
You have to follow all the Jewish requirement.
你还要遵守犹太人的教导和要求。
Basically,
基本上
what they thought is,
他们的教导就是
you need to become a Jewish.
你要先成为犹太人。
Then you can be truly saved.
然后你才能真正的得救。
And if you are a Jew,
如果你是一个犹太人的话
you know that you have nothing to do with non-Jew.
你本来就和这个不是犹太人没什么关系。
You know the Jewish men every day in the morning when they pray.
你知道所有每一个犹太人在早上他们祷告的时候
they will say, Lord Jehovah,
说主啊
主耶和华
I
thank you and praise you.
我感谢赞美你。
Because I'm a Jew.
因为我是一个犹太人。
I'm not a dog.
我不是一个狗。
Nor a pig.
我也不是个猪。
Nor a Gentile.
也不是个外邦人。
You understand that?
你理解了吗?
In their mind.
在他们的意念里面。
If you are not a Jew.
如果你不是一个犹太人。
You are equivalent to a dog, a pig, and a Gentile.
你跟猪,你跟狗,你和一个外邦人其实就是一样的。
So they will have nothing to do with you.
所以他们完全不想跟其他人有任何的来往。
And Peter,
但是彼得呢?
Did Peter doesn't know better?
难道彼得对犹太人还不更了解吗?
And yet, when these people come,
但是那些人来了之后,
Peter sees the trouble comes.
他突然发现这里当中有个麻烦。
If he stay,
如果他留在那里,
He's going to have problem.
他一定会有问题。
He will have problem with all those people from Jerusalem.
他会跟这一些从耶路撒冷来的人之间有点麻烦。
And he don't want that.
他一点都不希望这样的事情发生。
So what Peter did?
所以他干了什么呢?
He stand up.
他就站起来。
And he tell all those Gentile Christians?
他就告诉其他所有的外邦的基督徒。
The Bible didn't record this section.
圣经并没有把这里面这个细节讲出来。
It's my imagination.
但是我可以想象。
Peter will say.
但彼得就会跟他们讲。
You know, I love to keep on eating with you.
我真的很希望能继续跟你们一起吃饭。
But you know, those guys are not easy to deal with.
你知道那些人不是善茬。
So to avoid any problem.
为了避免很多的麻烦。
Please excuse me.
请容许我离开一下。
So Peter hide.
所以彼得就躲起来了。
And because Peter know what he did is wrong.
因为彼得很清楚他自己做的事情其实是不对的。
So he must sneak out.
所以他必须要偷偷的走。
And ashamed.
而且害羞的走。
That's what he did.
这就是他所做的。
Why he did it?
他为什么要这么做呢？
Well, because there are people coming from James.
因为那些人从雅各那里来了。
What's the big deal people come from James?
那有什么大不了的呢？
Because those people, they will insist what Peter did is wrong.
因为他们一定会坚持说彼得平时所做的是错误的。
And Peter don't want to have a fight with them.
彼得并不希望跟他们有争执。
So Peter hides.
所以彼得就走了。
Never mistaken to believe.
你千万不要错误的认为。
Peter doesn't know the truth.
彼得并不懂得真理。
He knew the truth.
他知道那个真理。
Other people may not know.
也别人也许不知道。
Peter for sure he knew it.
彼得一定千真万确的一定清楚这些事情。
You know why?
你知道为什么？
Because in Book of Acts, chapter 10 and chapter 11,
因为在《使徒行传》第十章和第十一章里面，
Peter have a very special experience.
彼得经历了一件非常奇妙的事情。
In the house of Joppa,
在约帕的一个房子里，
he had saw a vision.
他看见了一个异象。
On the rooftop,
在这个房顶上面，他祷告的时候。
God has sent them a bunch of strange things.
从天上降下来很多这个奇奇怪怪的东西。
Bird,
鸟
beast,
野兽
reptiles,
这爬行动物
all those unclean stuff,
各种各样的犹太人认为所谓不洁净的东西。
Then the voice from heaven says, Peter, kill it and eat.
再从天上降下赐下一个声音说彼得把他们杀掉然后吃掉。
Peter have such a great courage.
彼得真是有很大的勇气。
His answer is, Lord, no.
他跟主说不行。
Hey, think about it.
你想一想。
He called the Lord, Lord.
他已经叫主主了。
Then he gave the Lord's command a no as an answer.
他给了主的命令一个不作为他的回答。
You laugh at him.
你觉得他很好笑。
But you and I did the same thing, you know?
认识到我们每天都在做常常做这样的事情。
We know what the Lord like.
我们知道主到底要什么。
We know what he don't like.
我们也知道他不喜悦什么。
But we say no.
但是我们仍旧说 no.
We will say not your way.
我们跟他说不是按照你的方法。
But my way.
而是我的方法。
Even though you are Lord,
即使你是主。
But no,
但是 no.
And I'm going to prove one day I'm right, you're wrong.
我总有一天会向你证明说你一定是错了，我是对的。
Many young people treat me like that.
很多的年轻人都是这么骗我的。
They try to prove to me one day that I was wrong and they're right.
他们常常想试着证明说有一天他要证明说我是错的，他们是对的。
That's what Peter did.
彼得就是这样做的。
But God didn't allow him to do that.
但是神并不允许他继续这样坚持。
Three times.
三次。
You all know in their culture, three times means you got to do it.
在犹太人的文化里面，你知道三次的意思是你是一定要去做的。
Finally, people give in. Peter give in.
最后那个彼得就放弃了。
He realized.
他突然意识到。
What God accepted.
神所接受的，
He cannot reject.
他是不能拒绝的。
Then right after that,
这个之后呢？
Someone at the door.
有人就来敲门。
I invite him go to a Gentile's household.
有人就去邀请他去一个这个外邦的人的家里。
Cornelius.
哥尼流。
And while he was in their house.
当彼得住在哥尼流家里的时候
He is crazy.
他几乎就疯狂了。
He said, I'm a Jew.
他说我是个犹太人。
And you are Gentile.
你们是外邦人。
I'm not supposed to be here.
我本来不应该来的。
This is stupid.
怎么这么有愚蠢的事情呢？
And this is crazy.
这个是很疯狂的事情。
If you shouldn't be there, you shouldn't be there.
如果我 你不应该来，你就本来就不要来嘛。
You're already there.
你已经来了。
And you keep on talking, you shouldn't be there.
然后你还是要跟人家讲说我本来不应该来。
That's not the purpose why God sent you there.
这并不是为什么，并不是神要这个送彼得去的理由。
God wants Peter to talk about gospel.
神要彼得向他们传福音。
And he's talking about I'm not supposed to be here.
但是他讲来讲去是在讲他自己不应该来这儿。
So you know what God did?
你知道神做了什么吗？
God basically says, okay, you don't want to say it, don't say it.
神基本上跟他讲说，如果你真不想传，就别传了。
God sent the Holy Spirit directly upon those Gentiles.
所以神就直接把圣灵赐下，降临到那些外邦人的中间。
You can imagine.
你可以想象。
Peter must be, whoa, 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 whoa.
彼得肯定是 whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. I haven't preached the gospel.
我还没有传福音呢。
And all those people raised their hand.
还没传，他们就已经举手要信主了。
Not only they raised their hand.
不单单他们信了主。
They're filled by the Holy Spirit.
他们还被圣灵充满。
Then Peter finally surrendered.
那个时候，彼得才完全降服下来。
Then he said.
然后他说
，Oh, God, show no partiality.
神是
不偏待
人的。
So he baptized them.
所以彼得就为他们施洗。
You know what that means?
你知道那是什么意思吗？
That means Peter accepted them 100% as their brother and sisters.
那说明彼得100%完完全全的接受他们成为自己的弟兄和姐妹。
So Peter knows 100%.
所以彼得是应该是100%知道。
You don't need to become a Jew.
你不需要先成为犹太人。
You believe in Jesus Christ.
你只要信耶稣基督。
You will be saved.
你就得救了。
You will be accepted by God.
你就被神悦纳了。
You can have full fellowship with God.
你可以与神有完全的交通。
And here,
然后在这个地方呢，
He withdrew.
他退缩了。
He separated himself.
他把自己隔离起来。
He fearing those circumcision party.
他害怕那些强调割礼的那些人。
Dear brothers, sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
I hope you remember one important fact.
我希望你们可以记得一件重要的事。
Even though we're all afraid of marked.
我们甚即使我们非常害怕，我们不喜欢被嘲笑。
Or be criticized.
或者被批评。
We need to realize.
我们需要意识到。
Pretend doesn't help.
假装是没有用的。
We try to avoid confrontation.
我们试着避免任何的冲突。
And most likely we're going to bring down bigger confrontation.
但是很有可能避免一个冲突带来更大的冲突。
And Paul point out blankly.
所以保罗在这里非常直白地点出来这件事。
He point out that Peter and those people who follow Peter.
他点出来说，彼得和包括那些跟随彼得的人。
Basically, what they did is called insincere.
基本上他们做的那些事情是不真诚，不诚实。
Pretend.
假装。
Hypocrite.
伪善。
They did not practice what they really believe.
他们并没有活出他们所真正相信的。
They just trying to avoid some problems.
他们的目的只是为着避免一些麻烦。
They sacrifice the truth.
他们将真理牺牲掉了。
What happened as the result of what Peter did?
那彼得如此做的结果是什么呢？
That's in verse 13.
那是13节所告诉我们的。
The rest of the Jews act the same way.
其余的犹太人也都随着他装假。
Not only that.
不只是那些。
Even Barnabas.
甚至连巴拿巴也随伙装假。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，As far as Paul is concerned,
彼得所在意，保罗所在意的
if anybody to be a hypocrite.
即使是所有人都变成了假冒为善的人。
Barnabas never.
巴拿巴实在是不应该。
Barnabas is his trust best partner.
巴拿巴是彼得最信任的最好的同伴。
And yet his best friend.
然而他最好的伙伴。
Forsake the truth.
弃绝了真理。
So what is the result of what Peter did?
所以彼得所做的事情带来什么的后果呢？
It's his mistake.
是他的错误。
It's like a flood.
就好像洪水一样。
Will bring many people into mistakes.
就带着所有很多很多的人进入了同样的错误当中。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
Your compromise.
你的妥协。
With sin,
对于罪恶的妥协。
You give up the principle of the truth.
如果你弃绝了真理的一些原则。
Not only you get yourself into big problem.
不但是你把你自己让你自己陷入了很大的麻烦。
You will drag many others to follow.
你会带很多的人进入同样的错误当中。
How dreadful!
这是何等可怕的一件事。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。